Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did anyone realize just how big a deal he was in terms of internationally and certainly nationally, now that there's this big film coming out with Tom Hanks starring as Fred Rogers this Thanksgiving?
Right. No, I mean, I don't think anyone knew. And it's funny to, I mean, as part of this, I listened to my old show, and it's funny because, I mean, I think, I'm not exaggerating when I say I think Fred has become like a saint, but that wasn't true 32 years ago when I did this interview.
He certainly is revered on a level that most human beings are not.
Yeah.
But when he was a colleague down the hall, though, he was a colleague down the hall, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, no. I did this interview when I was a QED 4 months. I mean, you know, he was on the air nationally for 20 years already.
Right. So
at that point, he was a megastar when I arrived at QED.
Right.
But I guess you didn't realize at the time, and how would you, that since he's left us, that just the impact, he's just become, I don't know. I have a feeling that people thought, well, some shoe's going to fall off on this guy because nobody's that good.
Right.
And it just hasn't happened. In fact, his star has continued to rise. You're right.
So, I mean, yeah. And I mean, but the message is sort of timeless, you know, the whole idea that, you know, treat your neighbor well and be kind. And
so many people have used that, and it comes from Fred the way he says it. Ellen DeGeneres was recently photographed with former President George Bush at a football game in Dallas. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And there were people saying, Ellen, how could you sit with somebody who's so conservative? And then she put a statement out on her show. She said, just because you don't agree with somebody.
Right.
And I thought I was hearing Fred Rogers in there. What she said was, you can be kind. When I say be kind to people, I mean be kind to everyone, even if you don't agree with everything somebody else says.
Right. And I think that's, you know, in the show, it's one of the last questions that I include in the show, as I said to Fred, what do you mean when you say, won't you be my neighbor? And he says, you know, it's an invitation to be close. And, you know, because we're in the same neighborhood. And, I think that matters. And, he then, as he always does, he elevates every question. He answers it sort of, you know, on a base level, and then he lifts it up. And
that's a great way to describe it, because I know what you mean.
Well, then he talks about the fact he said I think we all strive to be loved and to know that we are capable of loving. And he said so the best thing that you can do as a person is to show someone that they are lovable and capable of loving.
You know, it's interesting that you say this. There was a report out the other day about a guy who ran a dry cleaner in his town, right? And he had apparently a lot of money. And he left $500,000 to be divided among whoever came to his funeral. Because
I wish I'd have known that.
He was lonely. And he wanted to thank anyone who would take the time to come. So it's a small town, and all these people are getting checks for like $1,800-$1,900, because what he didn't know was, even though he felt lonely and alone, there were all these people who really liked him a lot. He was the local dry cleaner.
What a great
premise. And they
would
come in and chat. And so the attorney is sitting there writing out checks. They took the directory at the end. You know, when you come to a funeral, you sign your name and everything in. They took that, counted up the people, divided the $500,000. Bang.
That's
everybody
a great
gets a check.
Premise.
But it speaks to, you know, don't assume that someone else, their life is everything good. I mean, talk to them. Make contact.
Well, in the show, I do a lot of biographical stuff about Fred. For a while, he talks about working at NBC. That was his first job out of college. He got a job working for NBC Television in New York City.
Which was a big deal.
It was a big deal. And he said, you know, you were either a tour guide, you know, like NBC interns up there. Like,
sure.
They still have that program, I think. He said, you either gave tours or you were a gopher. And he said, I was a gopher. You know, go for coffee, go for orange juice, go for whatever sure. the producer wants. And he said he quickly became aware that if he did it correctly, he was invisible. No one noticed him. If he did it wrong, he would be called out. He said, but I realized I was no less a person. And the thing is, you know, all these people, forgotten, are sort of ignoring Fred Rogers, who at the time was nobody.
Right.
But, you know, everyone has that intrinsically, your own being. And, you know, you have to remember that everybody has potential.
My interview with Fred, Rick Seeback, who dug up this great conversation that you had with Fred Rogers. And again, what year was that?
It was 32 years ago, 1987. I was brand new. I was there 4 months at QED at that point.
And how was it that they said, interview Fred? I mean, what was the premise of the original conversation?
It was 1987. They realized that the 20th anniversary of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was coming up in 88.
So they wanted to get that
and
in.
And so they wanted to get a show ready to celebrate or to let people know, hey, we're coming up to the 20th anniversary.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood goes national in 1968. There was no PBS yet. It was called National Educational Television,
sure
it NET.
Was. Yeah.
And so even at the beginning of the first show, it says NET. And then there's a little flyover of the little neighborhood model that Fred had at that point. And actually, you know, in the very early years, Mr. Rogers was spelled as one word. The R on Mr. became the R on Rogers. And then after several years, Fred decided that could be confusing to kids, so they separated them. And made it two separate words.
And once again, he was right.
And the wide range of this interview that you did with Fred is incredible. I mean, last half hour, we played a little clip where he talked about his days at NBC and being colorblind for the first color broadcast. But we all know that Fred's roots go back to La Trobe. And in your conversation, you got him to talk about his hometown.
I went to La Trobe for the banana split competition,
yes.
The celebration.
Yes.
We saw that.
Yes, and it was totally fun. And I said, you know, like, you really feel like, in a way, that you are totally in small-town America. And here it is, 2019, and it's the banana split celebration in La Trobe. And Valley Dairy has set up a stand right at the middle of the main crossroads in town, right. A tent where they're making banana splits. And I mean a real banana split with, you know, a whole banana split down the middle, three scoops of ice cream, three toppings, whipped cream, a cherry, nuts if you want them. $5.
$5?
$5.
No, I said, come on.
I said people wouldn't like blink at $10.
No.
But $5 for a real big banana split. And it's funny because then I got one and I took it over. They had some picnic tables in the street too. And I sat down at the picnic table, and there were a couple people there, and I said, this is like a real deal.
That's joyful.
$5. The guy says, you know what? Nobody's taking tickets or anything. You can just get in line. You don't even have to pay.
Oh,
it was really beautiful. I mean, and you really had the sense that this is a great little small town. And they're, you know, they have a legitimate claim that at the drugstore there is where the banana split
where they started the banana split.
Right.
Along with Puff Heffelfinger, who was the first original paid professional football player. Pudge. Well, anyway, yeah, we're with Rick Seeback. So that's tomorrow night, my interview with Fred on WQED at 8 o'clock. Nebby 7. So that means there's a Nebby 8.
But wait a minute. Before we go on to Nebby 8, one more clip from Fred, okay? I didn't know this until you put this in front of me. He was a vegetarian.
This was the first question I asked him.
Was it really?
Yeah.
In the interview?
Back way before it was popular to be so.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's not good for the fish.
Oh, how pure is he?
Yeah.
And you know, and then he goes on to say, you know, and we have fish on the set. Because he always had the aquarium where he was.
Sure, he felt guilty then eating fish.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Hey.
You knew, actually, 32 years ago.
It's very funny. I'm a total pack rat. And I started this project, and I thought, you know, like, somewhere I have the box of things from this show, the folders that I kept and the, you know, the release that Fred signed and all that kind of stuff. And I had to dig through a bunch of old boxes in my office, but I found it. And I was able, that's how I was able to know that it was October 19th, 1987, that I did the interview at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had my little calendar was still in the folder.
Wow.
And also my notes of what I wanted to ask. And I had seen an old clip of Fred. There was a documentary done about Fred before anyone knew him called Creative Person. And it was part of a series called Creative Person. And each week it was someone different. And he was, you know, doing the show already, but not on a national level. But in that, you saw him and he was making an egg salad sandwich. And he talked about how that's a popular thing at his house, the egg salad sandwich. And then someone had told me that they had seen him on the cover of Vegetarian Times. And so we showed that in the show.
I didn't know there was a Vegetarian Time.
Again, my interview with Fred, Rick Seback, WQED, tomorrow night at 8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.